Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The 2008 financial crisis was a wake-up call for investors, politicians, the public, and regulators. For the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, the global financial crisis also exposed the agency's technological shortcomings at a time when advanced technology was needed to uncover risks and monitor daily activity in the markets. Since that time, the SEC has made modernizing its technology infrastructure and operations a strategic priority. It has sought to enhance its technological capabilities and transform key service delivery platforms and business applications. Success meeting the demands of this priority rests with the SEC's Office of Information Technology, which drives the technology strategy that supports the SEC's mission. What is the SEC's IT strategy? How is the SEC modernizing its electronic data gathering, analysis, and retrieval system, EDGAR? And what is it doing to expand its data analytic capability to better meet its mission? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Pam Dyson, Chief Information Officer at the Security and Exchange Commission. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Dennis Kayser. Pam, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Well, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Great. Dennis, welcome.
Good morning.
All right. So, Pam, could you start off giving us a brief overview of the history and mission of the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC?
Okay. So the mission of the Securities and Exchange Commission is actually threefold. You know, our first objective is to protect the investors of the country. Our second mission is to maintain fair and orderly and efficient markets. We do that through rulemaking and enforcing securities laws, and then also to facilitate capital formation. So it's a big job. It's a big mission that the SEC has. The SEC works to protect and advocate for over 100 million individual investors. We oversee more than 3,500 registered entities, including publicly traded companies, as well as national security exchanges, investment advisors, broker-dealers, hedge funds, rating agencies, mutual funds, and clearinghouses. So that's a huge mission and huge job that the SEC is mandated to fill.
Yeah, and so given your role, I'd like to get a sense of the scale of operation of the commission. Could you tell us how it's organized? You kind of alluded to it a little bit in the threefold mission. What's the size of the budget, number of FTEs, full-time equivalents, and your geographical footprint? Is it just in D.C. or are there satellites?
No, so the SEC has a number of major divisions, but we're comprised of about 4,000 employees. We are based in headquarters in Northeast Washington, D.C., but we have 11 regional offices across the country as well.
Pam, now that you've provided us a sense of your larger organization, I'd like to get into some specifics about your area and your role. So if you could tell us, what are the specific responsibilities of the Chief Information Officer, and how have you organized your organization to support the overall mission?
So, of course, I, as CIO, am responsible for all facets of information technology for the Security Exchange Commission, to include the security as well as development of solutions delivery, as well as infrastructure management and service offerings. So, you know, as you know, technology is a critical component of the SEC or any organization meeting mission, for that matter, these days. As a CIO, I partner with the SEC's offices and divisions to ensure that we have proper alignment of the information technology with the strategic objectives of the agency.
So, Pam, given your role, responsibilities, your portfolio as CIO, mm-hmm. what are some of the top, say, three challenges that you've faced in your current position, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
So the three biggest challenges I see is the unprecedented amount of data mm-hmm. that the agency is now required to intake in order to meet mission. For example, MIDAS is a system that we stood up. That MIDAS is our market intelligence system. We bought in 3 billion records on a daily basis of data. That's high-frequency trade data. We also have a demand for mobile access. So we have a number of examiners in the field. We have enforcement personnel in the field. And so we have to be able to deliver these technology tools to a mobile workforce as well. And quite honestly, I think keeping the IT skill set up to date and current based on where technology is going is another one of the top challenges that we have. You know, we are a federal agency, so, you know, and able to have the salaries that are required to bring in the talent that we need in order to meet some of this mission is also a challenge for us.
So, Pam, along with the challenges that you've encountered, what you do seems to be, you know, that there can be unanticipated surprises, things that you didn't expect. So to that end, what has surprised you the most during your tenure at the SEC?
So, again, I would go back to the proliferation of data and the need for big data, the need to be able to build the analytical platforms and tools necessary to analyze, to mine, to model that data in order to make sure that we're keeping pace with the complexity of the market and the things that are happening in the market space. So I would go back to the proliferation of big data and how the agency can take advantage of ingesting and intaking that volume of data.
So before I get into your leadership style and your leadership principles, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get to your current role?
So I've been in information technology for most of my professional career. I got into information technology at a lower level. So I was a land administrator. And so I worked for actually the International Trade Commission for about 23 years of my government career. And in that, I was have probably sat in every progressive role in IT from land administrator. I went on to manage the network and then the Office of Information Technology. And later I was the deputy CIO, which is where I transferred to the SEC. Actually came in as the assistant director to run operations for the SEC and later became the deputy chief information officer and now the chief information officer.
So through that journey, could you tell us a little bit about your leadership style, just sort of your leadership principles, perhaps maybe what makes an effective leader?
So I think my leadership style and the characteristics that I have brought to this job and throughout my career has been a common thread. And one is my passion around the transformational impact of information technology. So I'm really passionate about information technology because it really does impact every segment of life. So, you know, I'm doing it from a government perspective, but information technology has really transformed the way we do everything in terms of day-to-day business as we go on as individuals. The other thing is I think I'm a very results-driven person, right? So strategy is great. You know, some strategy is aspirational, but I like to build strategies that we can deliver on. I'm very results driven from that nature. And I think the third piece is I'm very people oriented. So, you know, not only do I love my work, I love engaging with people. I love to make sure that other people are realizing, you know, the benefits of their career and making sure that they're having the same type of satisfaction or gratification in the work that they're doing as well. A part of that is making sure that they understand how they play into the mission, you know, and having those conversations and making the people strategy, the human capital strategy, a part of the overall IT goals.
What is the SEC's technology strategy? We will ask its Chief Information Officer, Pam Dyson, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.